This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This morning, we'll continue visiting with Josh Flint of the Mashoffs. Yesterday, Josh told us about the history of the business and a little bit about the operations. Today, we'll touch on job opportunities, the sustainability of hog farming, and other topics and practices that the Mashoffs find important to their business. Do you have other job opportunities? We talked about if a farmer would want to help raise pigs, but obviously this is a much bigger business than just caring for the pigs. We were talking about veterinarians, and obviously there's probably an accounting side to things, and it's running a business. So what opportunities might there be, or what areas maybe are you looking for people in now? Or
yeah, we certainly have a lot of job opportunities. We employ a fairly sizable IT team as well. So, and you spoke about accounting. So I guess one of the important key points here is when you have this many farms and you're getting this much data, that data management is a big part of managing our business. So from accounting to IT to make sure that data is flowing and stored correctly, and then to the analysis piece also. So a lot of folks in financial positions that examine statistics and are able to then make predictions and estimations based on those statistics. And then we also employ a number of folks in our nutrition team. So currently, I believe a finishing pig will see, I believe, 9 to 10 different phases of feed throughout its course in the finishing barn. So that nutrition team is really key in order to, you know, set feed budgets, but also to set formulations. And then there's just the operation side of actually producing the feed, getting the feed to the farms. So that's a big ball of wax as well. Trying to think, we employ 1,300 people across our 9 states, so our human resources department is extremely vital to what we do. Finding and retaining people is always a big goal of ours, and as you're well aware, and I think probably everyone listening to a farm broadcast knows, the percentage of the population involved in agriculture is a lot smaller today than it was 50 years ago. So, you know, take into account less than 2% involved in ag. We're located in many times remote areas. So finding qualified people who have a desire to work on a pig farm can be challenging at times. So that's a very key department in terms of sourcing that talent.
Yeah. Well, it's just amazing to hear you talk about it, because, you know, we think of so many people oftentimes think of farming and you think of just on the farm, working outside, working with livestock, working with crops, and then we have this whole other side of it that's the running a business. It is a business, so it's pretty amazing. For those things that you mentioned, you said 9 states. Obviously, Carlisle is the home base, but are there other opportunities in Illinois for some of those positions you mentioned, or would that mostly be at the home base?
It really depends. So yeah, 9 different states. Carlisle is the headquarters. Here in Illinois, our kind of regional office in this area would be based in Pittsfield, Illinois. So there are human resources based out of Pittsfield. We also have a mill in Griggsville, Illinois. So there is nutrition services. There are trucking opportunities. We have a truck wash facility. So should just back up mention, truck washing is a big part of our biosecurity plan. And we have a truck wash location there in Jacksonville, in that industrial park there on the outskirts of town. And what that entails, so each load of market hogs obviously goes to the packing plant. And at the packing plant, everybody brings their hogs to the packing plant, obviously. So a lot of different disease statuses, pigs mixing at that plant. So each market trailer that we bring back from that plant undergoes a thorough washing and then a disinfecting and baking period. So we have quite a few opportunities there in Jacksonville as well to ensure those trucks are washed and cleaned efficiently. And then, of course, the drivers. You know, we yeah. employ a number of livestock drivers. We also contract with external carriers. But, you know, there's always opportunities for livestock and feed hauling.
Sure. You mentioned the truck washing. I'll kind of change the subject now. Are your facilities also shower in, shower out, so washing the personnel, so to say, also?
Yep, that's absolutely one of the biggest parts of biosecurity. Just kind of to explain for folks who may not understand what biosecurity is. So that it's basically a set of processes and protocols. And the intent here, a veterinarian will explain it like this. They'll say, you know, if you have kids, you're familiar with like a daycare or a kindergarten group of students, all of these students or children kind of have their own disease status. And I have two kids, so I'm very familiar with this. It's like my daughter will go to daycare and it seems like they have their own set of bugs and she'll come home with that bug and then we get that bug and then hopefully we catch it in time before my son goes to preschool and he doesn't spread it, but I'm sure that happens and that flows back the other way too. So raising pigs is kind of similar in that each barn has its own disease status. And as long as they're kind of familiar with their bugs, everybody's usually kind of happy and healthy. But the problem comes in when you bring bugs from somebody else's barn or a nearby barn and take them into this barn. And then suddenly everybody kind of gets sick and off kilter, just much the way that children go back and forth to school. So the biosecurity protocols are designed to, sort of disinfect the human as he or she comes into the barn, changes into clothing that's kept at the barn, so it's of that disease status. And really that's the goal, is to keep everybody stable with and familiar with their own set of bugs that they're good with.
Yeah, I'm happy you related it to children and daycare, because it's exactly that. It's the same thing. Pigs are just like humans. We spread illnesses the same way.
They do.
So that was good. I guess I'm trying to think what else I was going to ask you about. Ken, who we had mentioned, is chairman, is also not only with his business, but involved with other organizations, National Pork Producers Council.
Yeah, so, Ken Mashoff recently assumed the presidency of NPPC. So NPPC is more of the sort of the policy group that represents pork producers. So right now, a lot of Ken's work and NPPC's work is focused on trade. So to put that in perspective, most folks probably don't know, but the pork packing industry is currently undergoing a pretty good size expansion. 8 to 10% packing capacity is going to come online in the next year and a half, approximately. So that's a lot of additional hogs, a lot of additional meat, and we export about 25% of what the U.S. produces today. So imagine 10% added onto that. You can probably see where this is going. Exports are more important now or will be in the future than they ever have been previously. So in order to have a thriving U.S. pork industry, we really have to maintain those export lines of trade. And that's kind of what Ken's been really focused on here the past few months is in his role at NPPC.
You mentioned the regulation side of things. That is becoming increasingly more important for farmers to be aware of. So I assume you're always looking at that. The Mashoffs are always looking at that as something that's important and trying to stay on top of, as you said, biosecurity measures, probably what you're doing with the manure and all things to keep people happy and the parents above us that are looking down happy.
No, absolutely. I think most guys that are currently involved in corn and soybean production, one thing that we didn't discuss is the manure application. And that's if you're thinking about putting up a pig barn, your thoughts probably immediately go to, ooh, there's a good source of fertilizer that's, cost me next to nothing. And it is. It's a tremendous source of fertilizer. I think, today, I think some folks may have some misconception in terms of how it's, utilized and what it means. And I just, want to reiterate, it's an extremely sustainable practice. At the Mashoffs, we do dragline injection on all of our manure, all of our gallons of manure. So the odor is very, very minimal. I've actually gone out and watched the crew and taken some photos. And I mean, you've got to be, you know, about within a foot of the actual injection trench to really start to smell it. So, I mean, it's pretty phenomenal what we're able to do with today's farming technology in terms of odor reduction. And then, of course, you know, when it is injected, it's right there in the root zone for uptake for next year's corn crop. So, I mean, that's a great success story that I wish more folks really understood, you know, kind of how green and sustainable this process is today.
Sure. Yeah. It doesn't just smell bad. It actually has a use.
Yeah. Yeah. The days of, you know, well, some folks still do use honey wagons, unfortunately, but, you know, by and large, farmers are taking a much more technologically advanced approach to applying manure today.
Yeah. Exciting things ahead. Josh, thanks so much for coming in. Final thoughts or any contact information or anything you'd like to share with us?
If you would like to get in touch with us, you know, if you have a desire to be a production partner for the Mash Offs, you can shoot me an email, communications@pigsrus.net. So PIGS, the letter RUS.net. Be happy to forward it on to, somebody in our business development, and they'd love to come out and talk cash flow and kind of sit down and show you the economics behind putting up a pig barn.
And website also available for more information?
Yep, website's out there. Yeah, I appreciate you bringing that up. TheMashOffs.com. Stop by and check it out. If you're interested in a job with the Mash Offs, it's TheMashOffsJobs.com. So just one additional word at the end there. But, I certainly appreciate the opportunity and wish everybody a safe planting season.
Josh Flint, PR Communications Manager for the Mash Offs. And that's all we have time for this morning on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.